This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Gerald Salinas taking over for the hour. I'm going to be co-hosting Harrison Smith, the War Room. Owen's taking some well-deserved time off with family. He got out of prison for free speech and went right on there like 2 days later and didn't even see his family for Christmas and stuff, so he's doing that right now. I told him, I said, take some damn time off, man. Good Lord, go see your family. So he's doing that. So we'll be hosting. I'll be co-hosting some too, the War Room, this week, 3 to 6 p.m. All right. We had the January 6th debate in here Saturday, and they kept just saying stuff that wasn't true the whole time, particularly Ding Dong or whatever his name was. So when he would talk over me, I would just talk over him. And I could have done a better job, but I'm just sick of it. But one of the biggest things was they said, there's no illegals voting. The Democratic Party officially is arguing in court, and the Census Bureau has done this so far, that the 10 million illegals just came in since Biden got in conservatively are giving them congressional apportionment where they get more seats in like 80% blue areas. California just added six in the last couple of years. That's their official policy. But these guys don't read policy, or they're being deceptive when I was debating them. So now we have this new article by Jamie White on InfoWars.com. New York Dem Representative Yvette Clark on why she wants illegal immigrants. I need more people in my district just for redistricting purposes, as she cries and bitches. So, you know, they have these secret meetings and tell them that, hey, cupcake, you're not supposed to say that out loud. It's not just them using the illegals in all these cities that have passed laws they can vote. Oh, and I love them. Once I nailed them down on the show, and I said, no, a whole bunch of cities, hundreds of them, have passed laws and illegals can vote. They go, well, that's just local. Almost all the local elections are on the general ballot, both in off years and in general elections. Again, anybody with two brain cells knows that's not true. They're giving them driver's license in all these states. They're letting them vote in New York, Illinois, California. Michigan is doing it. It's all there. But it's just like Mayorkas going, no one's invading, the border's controlled. And then suddenly he goes, because we didn't buy it. Okay, the border's a crisis, we should legalize them all. They try this game of there's no world government. Well, you just had a whole bunch of summits saying you're a world government and announcing the UN's going to run the planet. I mean, they never have a real debate with us, but it doesn't matter. People just bypass them now. So here she is.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants. And when I hear colleagues talk about, the doors of the inn being closed, no room in the inn, I'm saying, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes. And those members could clearly fit here.
Bingo, 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 bingo. And then that's what the left does. When I was debating these guys in here Saturday, once they knew I knew, and I was like, no, these cities pass laws, they're doing it for redistricting, they went, okay, what's wrong with that? We need to let them vote. They were just hoping the audience didn't know that. It's all about hoping you don't know, hoping you're stupid. And that's the moderator. He didn't do that. He actually made a great point about redistricting. But yeah, let's play the clip. Here it is.
What Alex does is he pushes these conspiracy theories, these ideas that illegal aliens were voting. There's no evidence of that.
I think the illegal alien voting thing is what's happening is they're coming in and then they're being counted in the census, which then adds more electoral votes.
Okay.
It gives more congressional districts.
That's fair. That might be happening. I haven't researched
that. They're indictments all over the country.
Voting. They're not
they're
voting.
Indictments of illegals everywhere voting. Got them again. Hit them
they're
hard.
Not,
hit them
they're
hard.
Not voting.
They're not
like,
voting.
That's what, like,
conspiracy
two, like two people?
No,
five?
A bunch of cities have passed laws where illegal aliens can vote.
No, they haven't. No.
Not in a federal election.
No, but the illegals are voting in elections, though?
Not in the federal ones. So I know that some cities try to have them voting in, like, local matters. I don't know how many of those are successful.
Illegal aliens shouldn't be voting, okay? But they're not. They're not voting in federal elections.
I don't know why you would
they
care, though.
Not.
Why would you
That's
even care?
That's a conspiracy theory,
I don't know
theory,
why
Alex.
You would care
Come on.
About
There are going to be 100 million views of you guys. X is going to eat you guys alive.
I'm glad. I can't wait for it.
I don't know.
Total crap. It's like NATO claiming a year ago, we're not really in the war. Now it's like, we're going direct war with Russia. They just lie. If you said the sky was blue, they would just lie and say it wasn't. Gerald Celente takes over that I'm hosting with Harrison Smith, the War Room, on this new Epstein stuff. They're trying to connect to Trump. 1 hour from now, Infowars.com/show, and I'll put it out on X. 60-second break, and then Gerald Celente with the trends of 2024. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
On the Alex Jones Show. You know, I was just listening to what Alex said, and of course I go to InfoWars all the time to see what articles they're putting up, because as a trend forecaster, you want to find out from everybody what they're saying, what they're talking about, to see, you know, what the quote news is. And again, we report what they're saying, and then we give our trends analysis and trend forecasts. So you know we're not little prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. We repeat what they're saying, and then we give our trend forecast, trends analysis. Alex said I'm going to talk about the top trends for 2024. Well, I'm going to talk about some of them now, but on Friday I'm going to talk a lot about them with Alex. But one of them, and again going back to InfoWars and that story they have about that woman that playing over there in Brooklyn, councilman or whatever it is, and about the migrant crisis. So what we're looking at is one of your top trends for 2024. Ready? Migrant madness. Mad as hell. All right? So that's the trends journal. We give you the current events, one future trends, tell you what's going to be on top. Migrant madness. Mad as hell. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I got a little clown over there. I need more votes. Oh, those little jerks off over there with Alex. They don't vote. Get this in your head, everybody. Once upon a time, when I was a young man, and I'm born in 1946, so Junior, if you haven't been there, don't tell me what it was. You didn't have people flooding into America. And before I go any further, to make this clear, it's not only about votes. It's about cheap labor. We need more plantation workers of the plantation of Slavelandia. Go to Target, go to Lowe's, go to Home Depot, go to hell, and you see on every damn door, help wanted, because we pay you crap, we can't find anybody, and we need more slave labor, and we can get it from the migrants. So going back to those little boys spewing that crap out with Alex, this is the way it used to be in America. You couldn't come here. They had very strict immigration laws. And I was a kid, Junior. No, looking at you kids, babies. I remember my parents, and rest in peace, the trouble they had They couldn't get their cousin Constantino into America. That's how strict it was. Then, another piece of scum, an arrogant nobody of a clown, maybe he was the guy that helped wipe out John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, LB Jerkoff, the one that got us into the Vietnam War. A prime draft meatbag. Prime draft. And by the way, I, as a young kid, was stupid enough to swallow the crap out that we got to fight them Vietnamese because if we don't stop them in there, they're going to take over Asia and those dominoes will keep falling and they'll fall to the shores of California. I'm not making it up. That's the crap spewing out of that clown's mouth. Oh, and another piece of scum crap. Oh, he's going, let's stay with this one. So now they're drafting everybody. And again, the only reason I went to college, I wanted to open up a delicatessen in Parkchester in the Bronx. I barely got out of high school. I got a 70 average. That was the lowest you could get. I only went because I didn't want to get my brains blown out. That's why I went to college. And I did everything I could to beat the draft. Again, I just didn't want to get shot, but I believe the stupidity. This is the scum that changed the immigration laws because they're drafting all of the guys. They needed labor. Got it? Same thing today. Oh, you little boys over there that don't know, I can't say the proper language. But anyway, this is my book, Trends 2000. International bestseller. Want to talk about bringing in cheap labor? H-1B visas. That's right. You don't remember the beginning of the internet revolution. Happened in the early 90s. In the 80s, people weren't going on computers. And in the 90s, in the early 90s, you didn't even see anything live that would go boop, 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 static stuff. The whole internet revolution is beginning. And they needed cheap labor. So they created the H-1B visas to keep bringing in cheap labor from India and any other country. But the guys and girls, oh, can't say girls, men and women, or boys and girls. They didn't have transgenders coming over there from India back then. I don't know if they have them over. They needed cheap labor. That's why they created this. And no one hardly is talking about they want all of these migrants because they want cheap labor. Again, go to any of the chains. Sign on every door, Marshalls. You go anywhere. Help wanted, because we're paying the people crap. This is better than the plantation system, the Slavelandia. Because back in the plantation day, you had to house them and feed them. Now you give them just enough money. Here, get the hell out of here. Go eat some crappy food. Get the hell out of here. Come back in the morning or the afternoon or night or whatever. That's why they want them. And get this clear. Get this straight, everybody. You can't stop a flood of migrants flowing into the country. And you're going to win a war. You're going to win a war. Billion. Haven't won one since World War II. And by the way, boys and girls that are still in kindergarten, listening to your kindergarten teacher. Of course, you're not listening to InfoWars because that's a different crowd. So you understand the people that are tuned in that it's all propaganda that they sell. They leave out the facts. All they can't stop migrants coming in because America didn't win the war on their own. They won it because of the people we were taught to hate as I'm a little kid. The Russians. That's right. Operation Barbarossa, launched by Hitler, killed, according to JFK, in his speech to graduating students at American University, over 20 million. Over 20 million Russians killed. They were the first ones to beat the Germans. So now, going back to it, you can't stop migrants coming in, immigrants, refugees, whatever you want to call them, and you're going to win a war. Now let's make a bad situation worse. Go back to our top trends for 2020, just before the COVID war began. Middle East meltdown. Excuse me, not Middle East meltdown. What are we talking about? New world disorder. Across the globe, from India, Algeria, South Africa, South America, protest, France, yellow vests, one after another.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. Remember, everybody,
this town,
do what you can to support InfoWars because they're doing what they can to support you. And it's no conspiracy theory. It's not misinformation. By the way, I find that word misinformation very sexist. Why you're being degrading to women by calling it misinformation. I mean, let's really be stupid, you know? Yeah, that's the world today. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars. And, of course, we're giving you everything we can in the Trends Journal. But I'm not making this up because here's an article that says that, where is it here? I just had it. About how many, at least 8,000 journalism jobs cut in UK and North America in 2023. Yep. And got it right there. It's not journalism anymore. The big zone, everything. I was going back to the, again, migrant madness. I'm mad as hell. One of our top trends. The big zone, everything. Everything. When I was a young man, there were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores, stores. Now they're all chains. They chained us to the bigs. Goes back to journalism, too, and I'll get to that. They did away with everything. So the people are struggling, and the big zone everything, and they need cheap labor. End of story. End of story. That's why they want the migrants to keep coming in. Then let's go back to journalism. That piece of scum crap. Little Billy Clinton. I got to be careful. He may kill me because a lot of the people that work with him are dead. Yeah, little Billy Clinton, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. Yeah, that Bill Clinton. Talking about the bigs. Remember, he gave us the H-1B visas. And he destroyed what was left of journalism with the Federal Communications Act of 1996. Back in the day, if you owned like a newspaper, you couldn't own a radio station in the same city or, you know, something. They had these restrictions. So he did away with all of them. All of them. There were thousands, 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 thousands of individually owned newspapers, radio, and TV stations. Local. Oh, gone. Big zone everything. They're the ones that started to kill journalism. And now you have the private equity groups buying up everybody and firing everybody. What are they saying? Like, it's like 2.5 local newspapers have gone out of business every week. last year. There's no news anymore. It's crap. The journalism's dead. And it's the same thing with their reporting, you know, with the Israel war. You got one side only. Ukraine war, one side only. You get the CIA side, you got it. They're in control. Look at all the clowns that are in the mainstream media. I just, this guy, Menendez, that's being brought up on charges here in Jersey, the congressman, his daughter works at MSNBC, one after another. That one that was the spokesperson for Biden, now she's with MSNBC, one after another. Psaki. And we went, it's all up and down the line. Stephanopoulos, oh, he worked for Clinton. You get it? And get this. It's not a government. It's a crime syndicate. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars a little Billy Clinton is worth, or an Obama. Hey, how'd you get all this money? It's a crime syndicate. And again, that's why I'm saying do what you can to support InfoWars. And of course, if you want to know history before it happens, you want the Trends Journal. Again, here's Alex talking about this big major story about the migrants, and that was one of our top trends that we came up with. They went out, by the way, on January 3rd. Last Tuesday. So we're saying where things are going. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is. And you go to JonesTrends.com and you get a discount. You're getting hardly any paying anything for the Trends Journal. It's only $2 and, of course, you're about a little over $2 a week. Crappy, not even a cheaper than a cup of coffee. Oof, I can't drink that stuff. I grind my own beans by hand. Make espresso every day with a little bit of anisette. I can't drink that. So anyway. I also want to talk about what's going on in the economy. You see oil prices now? Down like $75 a barrel for Brent crude. Yeah, Saudi Arabia is lowering the price. You think they'd be raising the price now? No, they got to sell more. And you know why the prices are going down? Because the economy's going down. Demand is going down. This is a key signal. The worst is yet to come, and it's coming soon. You look at the numbers coming out. Credit card debt. National debt. That's only $34 trillion. Credit card debt, well over a trillion. Buy now, pay later. Getting worse. Can't pay at all. We're going to go into very, very rough times. But remember what I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. You know, I'm watching this guy Blinken. I'm Anthony Blinken. My daddy was an ambassador. My uncle was an ambassador. I went to Dalton, Harvard. I don't, you know who I am. I see this guy, Euro News, he's going over to the Middle East. This big airplane, big United States airplane with the guy walking out, you know, waving to, what are you waving to down there? And what the hell's it about? You can't take a regular plane? We've got to put you on these big jets? And I love every time the president of these clowns in a country near you, the prime minister, the chancellor, they always roll out the red carpet. Hey, we're better than you. All you do is we steal your money. You got it? Calm down, Salenti. Swallow their crap. Again, that's why I like being on InfoWars, because they don't swallow crap. They report the crap that's being given to us. We write that.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. You know, yeah, we're heading into the new year. And whew, it's a rocky one ahead, you know. And these products, by the way, the InfoWars, again, you support InfoWars, they're supporting you. And being that it's that new year, and they got this new year sale, you really want to take advantage of it because we got to keep on the air over here because they're going to do everything we can to stop us. So you have these specials coming up, and it's a real game changer. They got the powerhouse formulas. You get up to 60% off, and then they keep on going. You get free shipping. You get double Patriot points and these incredible products. You got Winter Sun Plus. Basso Beat Complete Bodies. I like that, Bodies. and DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, all of that, 40% off. You get the Turbo Force Plus and the Survival Shield X2, 25% off. You get the Red Pill Plus, and they're real. And Down and Out Sleep Support, and boy, you need that today. I get nightmares about what's going on. And 60%, you get 50% off that, and 60% off Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. They take advantage of these because they're not going to last long. Again, special sale, New Year's. You start the new year by helping yourself and helping InfoWars. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, my favorite, we all know, is that Super Male Vitality. Gotta keep vital. Gotta keep vital. You know, Happy New Year. He asked me what I wanted to hear. How was your pick? I said, I didn't have a fun New Year's. You know, when I was a guy, man, we're going out, you know, to party until 3 or 4 in the morning. And we used to go to the diner or the White Castle hamburgers. And no more. It's dead now. Dead. The cops are everywhere. Cops are everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. These little boys and girls busting your chops. The light was off behind you, over your license plate. Get out of the car. Stand on your head. Repeat the bed alphabet backwards. The only way you used to get busted in the old days is if you got in an accident. Then you deserved it. This baloney that, you know, they destroyed that. And then COVID war killed it all. COVID war killed it all. Streets are empty now, 9:30 at night. I go to Woodstock, dead stock, libtard stock. Dead. Dead. 8:30 at night on a Friday night. It was there 3 weeks ago. Fuck anywhere. Anywhere. Rhinebeck. I used to live in Rhinebeck. It's right across the river from Kingston. Hillary Clinton's little daughter, Chelsea, got married over there, right? We used to have a great time there. Loved it. Some more. About last Friday night, left the restaurant at 9 o'clock at night. Boop, streets are empty. No nightlife. All the vibe is gone. All the vibe is gone. Yep. Breaks my heart. It's pathetic. It's pathetic what's happened to this country. Boy, those old jazz cats, rock and roll. One place after another we used to go to. Dead. Nothing. Nada. Zero. And I got two joints over there that can't, in Woodstock. Nothing here. Nothing. Nothing in Kingston. Nothing in Rhinebeck. Dead. 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 New York City ain't the same place where I grew up. A Bronx guy. Born in the Bronx. Born to be free. Whole different time. So anyway, going back to the economy. Oh, wait. We took a break over here. I was seeing what's going on. National Association of Realtors president said she is resigning after blackmail threat. Why, I find blackmail, that is being racist to black people and racist to males. And let's really be stupid. I told my mailman, I can't call you a mailman anymore, and I don't want to call out a mailbox. Why let's call it a, I can't call it the other word. Everything is so screwed up. Man, you listen to the music of the late 1940s and 1950s. Yeah, shake, rattle, and roll. You know, we're going to dance, you know, all night long. Nothing like that anymore. All the vibe is gone. I'm going to rock my baby, and she with chicks were singing about rocking a guy all night long. Yeah, rocking, yeah, what are you rocking about? Having fun. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. So, what do we got? Oh, by the way, people don't like my language. You don't love it when you go to my podcast, Gerald Salenti or Trends Journal. They, you know, I call people who they are. I'm a man, all right? All right? If somebody tries to mess with me, you know, you better take it easy. I'm not going to take your crap. That little Chucky Schumer telling me what to do, a little Lindsey Graham. Hey, what's the matter with you? How can you take orders from these people? Men are gone. It's proper language. When somebody's trying to mess with you, use the proper language. You say, oh, please don't hit me. Don't, y'all, F you up, man. Yeah, that's proper. But you're still in kindergarten, so use the right words like they use like Obama. Folks, Gaddafi has to go. Folks, folks. He was always folking us. That was proper. So now, this article came out. Swearing has become acceptable. The use of swear words has become widely acceptable in modern British society in recent years due to people finding alternative What swear words? It's proper language in a situation. Get it? How about growing the hell up? Now, I'm still in kindergarten, and I obey the principal. The principal becomes the scum politician. The teachers become the bureaucrats. Freedom is gone. And that's why I support InfoWars, because they're free, as is the Trends Journal. And we're giving you what nobody else is giving you anywhere. All right? 56 million Americans have been in credit card debt for at least a year. This just came out. A quarterly report by the Federal Reserve Bank. Over the past 2 years, Americans' credit card balances have skyrocketed 40%, said Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate. Nearly half of 49% of credit card holders carry debt from month to month on one card, up from 46% last year. All right. And what are they charging you on the interest rates? 27%, is that high? Hey, those dirty Italians, those guineas, the mafia over there. Hey, they're charging 10%. You got to belong to the bankster gang. And you can get all the money you want. Buy now, pay later? Yeah, we'll F over you right now, man. 36% interest rates on some of them. That's who's running the country. Got it? Yeah. This is one of your Trends Journal covers. All right? Oh, by the way, Jesus Christ made a whip. Okay, violent. Don't like swear words. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace makes a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. Got it? Got it? Because he knew how destructive they were to society. Just as they are now. Hey, I'm Jamie Dimon. Hey, we admitted to 5 felonies at J.P. Morgan Chase. I don't go to jail. Hey, how much is our fine? Get the hell out of here. Hey, I'm the Goldman Sachs gang. Hey, I'm Citigroup. I'm too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Only 28% of the people believe we're living in a democracy. Because you're spelling it wrong. It's D-U-H, duh, M-O-C-K, M-O-C-K-R-A-C-Y, duh, mock-racy. It's gone. Let's go back to the COVID war. We were the first. Trends Journal magazine cover. January 28, 2020. COVID war begins in China on Chinese Lunar New Year, January 2020, the year of the rat. 2 weeks later, the Trends Journal cover. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Next line, 1.6 billion still alive. Black plague. You know, what are you telling me this about? What is this? COVID has destroyed the world, the COVID war. Idiot morons making up crap. Stand 6 feet apart. Remember the circles everywhere you walked? Restaurants, arrows in the supermarkets, 6 feet, 6 feet, because the wind blows exactly in straight lines and 6 feet doesn't go up and down. Kids, again, we write about all the data, the mental illness, how education's gone way down, crime, these mass people going in these shop things, gangs going in and robbing stuff. That didn't exist before this. So now let's go back to the economy. It's in trouble. One of my top trends were, back years ago, was the 20th century was the American century. The 21st century would be the Chinese century. Because the business of America was war. The business of China was business. Not anymore. China launched the COVID war. 3 years of zero COVID policy. Locked down the place. Locked it down. They destroyed the lives and livelihoods. Hundreds of millions of people. It'll come back. Remember, people say, it'll come back. Didn't come back. Again, I'm talking about the office building bust. That's global. People aren't going back to work. They're working from home. Tenants are saving money. Yeah, I don't need 8 floors. Give me 3. Come back 2 days a week, 3 days a week. China is in deep trouble. Again, going back to that arrogant, murderous slime ball, Bill Clinton, brought China into the World Trade Organization. And people forget about the Battle of Seattle. China was going to Seattle when the World Trade Organization was having a meeting there. Protesting. 50,000 people taking the streets. 50,000. But then you had these agents provocateurs, these guys dressed in black with their face covered up, smashing a couple of windows and setting a car on fire. That was the news. They protested China getting in there because they knew all our manufacturing would leave. Matter of fact, there's only 11% of America's gross domestic product is manufacturing-based. The rest is, well, not the rest, 70% is basically consumer spending. So going back to China. China's GDP from 1970 to 2000 was like that. Oh, they get into the World Trade Organization. It goes skyrocketing up. And like all booms, they overbuild, overinvest. So it's going to come down anyway. But now they made a bad situation worse by 3 years of zero COVID policy. So this is from the Wall Street Journal. Xi warns, that's President Xi, XI, warns of economic, quote, winds and rains ahead. Chinese leader Xi Jinping urges countrymen to brace for more economic challenges in the year ahead. Get it? Get this. All else fails, they take you to war. Okay? So, bye-bye Taiwan. Again, we're going to stop the... You can't stop refugees. You're going to stop the Chinese. Who are you talking to? We're talking to the average stupid person, Salenti. Shut your damn mouth. We're the military. Hey, that guy, what's his name? Plays out with defense secretary that's now in the hospital. Lloyd Austin. He talks to everybody like we're all privates. I was a general. You're just a private. We're going to get involved anywhere. And anybody that says we shouldn't, we're tired of you isolationists. That's basically his language. This thing's going to ramp up. So, again, not telling you what to do. We are not allowed to provide financial advice. A trend forecast. Speaking only for myself, GC's 3Gs. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. This is going to be serious. It's going to be serious. This war is ramping up. And today, what happened? Well, let's see. Amid escalation, Israel attacks Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Killing of Hamas leader in Beirut raises stakes. Beirut killing tests Hezbollah's restraint. This Financial Times. Nearly 100 dead in explosions in Iran as Iran honors commander killed by U.S. That's the Financial Times language. That guy Soleimani that Trump killed. And you know, this was last week it happened. They killed these people 2 weeks ago. to kill these people in Iran that were there for his ceremony. And then, today, an Israeli airstrike killed an elite Hezbollah commander, this is AP's language, in southern Lebanon, the latest in an exchange of strikes along the border that have raised fears of another Mideast war. Hey, guess you didn't read last year's top trends. Middle East meltdown. This thing's melting down, and it's serious. As I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. You know what Netanyahu's popularity rating is? 15% don't want him in there anymore after this Gaza war's over. That's their poll. His ratings were in the toilet before this, before Hamas attacked and killed over 1,000 Israelis. People have no idea the 39 weeks of protests going on in Israel with hundreds of thousands of people taken to the streets, 39 weeks in a row against Netanyahu's Judicial Reform Act. That said, basically, we got no courts anymore. The politicians are in charge. And the data coming out, not my language, right after it happened, October 7th, a couple of days later, United States had warned Israel of this attack, and so did Egypt. When all else fails, they take you to war, like 9/11 maybe. Or what happened after the Great Depression? Oh, World War II. What happened after the dot-com bust? Oh, War on Terror, 9/11. Didn't see it coming? No. Didn't see Hamas attack? No. So going back to what's going on with China. Economy's going down. She's warning the people things are going to get worse. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's why I launched Occupy Peace. It's not for peace. Because World War III has begun. It began with the Ukraine war. There's going to be a major false flag. They're going to get back in the news. They're going to either attack a nuclear power plant, their bombs away in Moscow. They're going to do something. The Ukrainians keep getting American support. They need the dough. They need the munitions. And again, I don't want my money going to munitions to kill other people. We should have a poll. Do you want your money going to munitions to kill people in Gaza? Do you want your money to go keep the Ukraine war going? Let's do a poll. Do you want to have immigrants? Let's do a poll. Let the people speak. InfoWars speaks for you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.